I think Alex Gold is afraid to go to the Missouri game. I'm serious. I mean this in friendly fun. Alex is my guy. I'm a Missouri fan. He's a KU fan. I mean this in love. Alex, last year, had a chance to go to the MUKU basketball game. Now, I know Alex. Alex loves going to sporting events. If you follow Alex on social media, he is always the first one to let you know, got his feet kicked up at the Chiefs game, going to NASCAR. You don't even watch NASCAR. Alex is always down to go to a sporting event. You guys remember we had that little bet last year. All right, well, hey, give me the, I got to see. I don't know what's, okay, all right, man, I get it. I got it. All right, cool. Today, you know, we're doing the little crosstalk segment. Hey, Alex, you going to the game? I'm going to the game. Got my tickets, got everything figured out. Bob, you're going to the game. Got great seats. Rob's going to the game. I'm like, hey, Alex, are you going to the game? I mean, I got extra tickets if you need them. I'm happy to help you out. We're brothers. We work together. We rep the same smart tech. No, man, I don't want to go to a sporting event in Columbia. Why not? What are you talking about? It's one of the biggest college football games of the year. I'm offering you tickets. You only got to give me any money for them. I didn't pay for them. Here, you can have them. They're right next to Rob. Right next to me. We can watch the game together. No, man, I just don't want to go, man. I'll watch it at home. Wait, you're telling me, hold on, you're a diehard KU fan? You're getting offered free tickets to their biggest game of the season, and now you're nowhere in action? This is the thing that I think we always forget in those, like, fight videos and all of this kind of stuff. If you just simply watch the game and cheer for your team, 99.9% of times, you are not going to have any problems. A majority of the people that go to sporting events are like me, and I imagine many of you. You know what I'm there to do? I'm there to have a good time. I'm there to cheer on my team, and I'm there to leave and get home safely. I did not sign up to be in a UFC fight with any of you. If you ever see me go viral for being at a sporting event, something went wrong, because I'm not trying to go viral. I'm trying to watch the game. I'm trying to have a good time with my family, my friends, and I'm just trying to go home. If you end up on those fight videos more time than not, I think you are probably the problem. You've been yapping, you've been doing something, and it's been weighing on people, and now your team got the beats, and now I got to give you the beats. I think Alex is afraid to go to the game. I don't know why Alex is afraid to go to the game. You guys have to ask him tomorrow. I don't know what it is. He wouldn't really give me a good answer. He seemed very evasive when I asked him the question. Why are you not going to the game? Like, all of us are going to the game. There's three people here that are diehard Missouri or KU fans. Two of us are going to the game. Alex, why are you not coming? I'll give you the tickets. What are you talking about? I'll give you the parking pass. All you got to do is drive. No, I don't know, man. I don't really want to go to... Okay. It sounds to me like you're scared. And that's okay if you're afraid. I get it. I mean, you're worried they're going to lose, and you don't want to be walking in Columbia with the Jayhawk hoodie on after your team caught another L. I understand that. I mean, we already beat you in basketball. We're about to beat you in football. How many lessons are you trying to learn? What else do you want to play? Women's basketball? That's coming up at Sprint Center 2. I imagine you guys will also lose in that. You guys want to play volleyball? Missouri's ranked top 15 in volleyball. You'll lose in that also. I just got a sense that there was a lot of fear, man. That's what I got. I got a sense that there was a lot of fear from your guy, Alex Gold.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what he's scared of. I'm going to the game. Now, I will say, my wife has already warned me. No trash talk. You can sit, mind your business, watch the football
game. That's it. Watch the game. That's all you gotta do. Watch the game.
I told her that's totally fair. I'm gonna walk around Columbia. I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna hit some tailgates up. If you have a tailgate on Saturday, you want me to swing by, feel free to tweet me, text me, whatever. I will come by. I'll say hello. I'm looking forward to a weekend in Columbia. I've talked to Missouri fans. I've talked to you as a Missouri fan. I've learned about the places to go. You gotta go to something called Heidelberg. You gotta go to Shakespeare's. What's the place? Trops. I'm going to experience a full weekend of Columbia, and I'm excited for the game. KU is a 6.5-point dog. the Vegas odds telling you they're probably going to lose. But this rivalry is back for the first time, what, 12 years, 13 years? I was not missing this game. And you're right. I'm not going to be on, was it World Star? That's not a thing in my life on, on Monday.
I don't want to be on TikTok after the game.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit there, I'm going to have a few beers, have some concessions, hang out with my wife, watch KUMU, hope that KU pulls the upset and gets it done, and then I'm going to walk around Columbia and have a nice night out. I don't plan on talking to other people about the game. I don't plan on chirping with other people. As long as I mind my business, I feel like I'm good. And you know what? I've been to road games before. I went to Bramlage when Jacob Pullen lost to Sherron Collins. I didn't say nothing that day. I had a very pleasant time in Aggieville. I feel like if people are just polite and enjoy the sports, everyone's happy. Now, I will say this. I'm going to go get popcorn when Mr. Brightside comes on. I'm going to avoid that like the plague.
I can't wait to sing it for you.
That's the part that I'm going to avoid. But outside of that, I think I'm good. So I don't know why Gold's scared.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand. He obviously has no problem traveling. You're telling me that you rather go watch minor league baseball game than go watch this game? Because he ain't got no problem hopping in the car and going down to Northwest Arkansas to watch Bobby Witt Jr. play baseball. He ain't got no problem driving to Omaha to watch Jack Caglione. C-Dot, Alex said that you're a closet KU fan. He says that you're in Lawrence more than Columbia. I know one thing I'm not. I'm not afraid to wear my team's colors in their building. Can you say that about Alex Gold? Because I will proudly wear Missouri apparel next year when they're inside the booth. I bet you he's at that game.
You wore Mizzou gear out inside of Allen the first game back, which they had no chance in that game, and you wore Tiger gear proudly.
Thank you. That's how we get down on this show. So you guys pass this message to my dear friend. It's just a little friendly trash talk as we get ready for the game. But I think Alex is afraid. I do. I think he's a little bit shook. He'll go next year when it's at the booth. I can't wait to say M-I-Z right there in front of David Booth. I can't wait. I'm so thrilled about it. When's the last time y'all beat Missouri in something? It's been a while. It's been a while since you guys got the best of Missouri in something.
Baseball last year? Smoked him in a three-game series.
Nobody counts. That don't count.
That doesn't count?
Didn't count that?
Didn't they beat him in women's basketball last year, too?
No, I don't remember that.
The women's basketball program in Columbia is trash.
I don't remember that.
And then, 2 years ago, basketball? Smoked him.
Okay.
Allen.
All right. Let's move on. Okay, let's move on.
You asked the question.
Okay, let's move on.
You want me to pull all the stats?
Can we move on? I want to talk about the Chiefs.